This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
UCF obviously making a lot of strides, as they go into the first year back with Scott Frost. And as we segue to that, we'll talk UCF football. Brandon Helwig is kind enough from Rivals.com network and now on three. And he has covered UCF sports for 26 years, which is impressive in itself. And Brandon is kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it is hugely busy as you guys get ready for Jacksonville State.
Yeah, I always love talking with you, Blue. Yeah, it's been UCS been going at it really since last Monday, so about a week now in the midst of camp. And, just going through that grind. I mean, for UCF, the biggest question mark right now is who's going to start at quarterback. Yeah, that's really the biggest storyline. There's three primary contenders for the role. And we don't know when that'll be, when Scott Frost will narrow things down. They got a scrimmage coming up later this week. Maybe by next week or the week after they'll name something. But that's kind of the big storyline around UCF camp this month.
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of people in South Florida are familiar with Ja'Cory Brown, and he was a kid that came over last year. But the kid Taven Jackson is also looked good, and a lot of people were saying, do we get a chance to see Davi Belford, or is that going to be down the road?
I think with Davi, it might be a little bit down the road. I mean, he's a young guy. He just got here this summer. You know, the other three contenders were, you know, fully entrenched in the battle this past spring. It'll be interesting, though, because I honestly don't know if there's really a front runner. I don't know if we really entered camp with a guy. You know, sometimes they say there's a quarterback competition and everyone kind of feels like there's a guy that, you know, 90% chance they're going to get it. I've heard, you know, from people on the inside, I've heard, like you just mentioned, Ja'Cory Brown, Vidasa native, you know, started his career at Miami. He was at UCF last season, played a little bit. The passing he kind of struggled with a little bit, tremendous athlete. But Coach Frost has complimented him, you know, many times this spring in this camp about just the improvement he's made, you know, from a quarterback, from a passing standpoint. You know, there's a lot of people that think he could potentially improve enough to win the starting job. One name you didn't bring up, Cam Fancher. You know, he was at Florida Atlantic, the FAU. You know, if I had to name a guy right now, you know, it might be him. You know, he's got the most experience out of the entire group. He started a lot at Marshall, his previous place before he went to FAU. Started for FAU last year. I think his numbers weren't the greatest at FAU, as, you know, touchdown and interception rate and all that stuff. But I think a lot of people kind of understood, you know, FAU was kind of dealing with some things last year. He didn't have the best protection in the world, last season. So he's got a good chance. You mentioned Taven Jackson, you know, started his career at Tennessee. He's been at Indiana as the backup the last couple of years. He's in the mix as well. To be honest, I think you can make an argument for any three of those guys, and you know, we'll see what it is. But honestly, between Fancher, Ja'Cory Brown, yeah, I almost think those might be the two front runners in the race.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. This is an offense, too, that will have to find a running back. They had a record setter in Harvey who had been there for a few years, went to the NFL. Now you have guys like Miles Montgomery and certainly Jaden Nixon, Stacy Gage, who is a young guy, and then incoming freshman from Osceola, Tavion Swint. The running back position, you know, has been important at UCF only because of the fact that they've had some good ones over the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, R.J. Harvey was graduated, left after last season. He's now, you know, second-round pick of the Denver Broncos. But, you know, UCF, I think they feel good about the running back talent they have. You went down the list. You know, Miles Montgomery was, you know, the backup to Harvey last year. He's a former transfer from Cincinnati, Florida native from Jacksonville. You know, I think they're excited to see what he can do. Jaden Nixon was kind of, you know, in the shadows of Ollie Gordon up at Oklahoma State for a couple years, yes, and he transfers to Western Michigan and has a great season. I think EA Sports people, they like what he can do. He's UCF's highest graded offensive player in that video game. And you mentioned the young guys. I've heard a lot of good things about those young guys, you know, Stacy Gage, Tavion Swin. I mean, they're going to find some carries for those guys because the first two guys you mentioned, Miles Montgomery and Jaden Nixon, they're seniors. This is it for them in terms of eligibility. So I know they're really excited about some of these young guys to see what they can do, you know, this season and for the years to come.
Yeah, no doubt. Brandon Helwig joins us. UCF football. He's been, if you follow UCF sports for any length of time, you know who Brandon is, definitely. Defensively, they have a lot of new faces on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, guys like John Walker and Nigel Lee Kelly, who had transferred from Miami as well. And also Braden Marshall come back, along with the kid Damari Henderson. But there's a lot of other new faces, including Sincere Edwards.
Yeah, and that's a defense that's going to be led by Alex Grinch, you know, who's been a familiar name amongst coordinators in college football. He'd kind of been with Lincoln Riley, you know, at Oklahoma and USC, and kind of had a falling out, and things really aren't going well for Lincoln either out of USC, but,
yeah,
you know,
right,
things kind of fell out with Grinch and him there. So I think, you know, Frost brought him in, and kind of the same, similar sort of trajectory that Frost has been on. You know, everyone thought of Frost as, you know, the golden boy, you know, the up and coming coach, you know, after what he did at UCF, and things didn't go as planned at Nebraska. And, you know, Grinch was kind of talked about, it wasn't that long ago, he was a head coaching candidate because, you know, he was considered one of the top coordinators in college football and maybe didn't quite get that head coaching opportunity. So he's looking to redeem himself, similar to Coach Frost. But, you know, you mentioned a lot of the talent. I think UCF has the opportunity to be a really good defensive team. One of the key pieces, I can't remember if you mentioned or not, is a guy from, you know, down south. I know you guys are down to Miami. Is Nigel Lee Kelly, you know, a transfer from the Hurricanes, and he's going to be, you know, maybe, you know, one of the premier players on that edge. Sincere Edwards, you know, had a really, you mentioned him. He had a great freshman year at Pitt last year. And he's, you know, he was originally committed to UCF out of high school from the Orlando area. So everyone's excited about him. They've got some transfers at linebacker. I think in that back end secondary, a guy that's getting a lot of buzz who played at Fort Lauderdale Dillard is Antoine Jackson. You know, everyone knows that story. I imagine the people that listen to your show, you know, he was going to Miami, signed with Miami, ended up at East Carolina for a year, and now transferred to UCF last season. And he wasn't himself. We didn't, you know, he played, but, you know, he didn't really make much of an impact. I'm not exactly sure of the nature of the injury, but he didn't play at 100%, and he had off-season hip surgery. So kind of a different kind of injury, but he's feeling a lot better. And, you know, they've been, you know, all these schools, you know, they kind of put out, you know, kind of, you know, crafted highlights, you know, after, you know, they kind of select some plays here and there. And we've seen a lot of interceptions from Antoine Jackson. They've edited and put out on social media. And so I know people are really expecting him to have a really good year, and he potentially could be in line to, you know, earn a starting position at corner.
Yeah, no doubt. Jacksonville State will be the opener. It's on a Thursday evening, which a lot of the which school is back, I believe. Yeah, school starts, the week before, I believe, college. So the kids will be back on campus. It'll be the bounce house will be bouncing. The new version of the bounce house, obviously. They refurbished the stadium a little bit. I got a chance.
It's a progress. It's not going to be ready. It'll be ready a year from now. It'll be ready. I don't know how the game's going to go. There'll be a construction zone entering the stadium, but you'll see what it looks like in a year.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even get a chance to come there this off season because there were no real defined camps, because they really didn't have, with everything dug up and all the construction going on. The only thing that was open was their indoor, and that was usually kind of busy, but they did have a few, things for some of their, high level prospects. But I'm looking forward to getting back on campus again. Like you said, you have a challenging schedule, some really good home games. Obviously, the rivalry with Cincinnati continues, so it's going to be interesting, and certainly going to be a great year coming ahead for a lot of the younger kids and some, as you mentioned, some of the veterans. And they're every week you're going to, basically every day you're going to have something to read. Let everybody know how they could find you and how they could call you and how they could read you and follow you on social media.
Yeah, well, I've been around, for a while. The site is called UCFSports.com. Have been part of Rival since the beginning. Now we're part of On3 as of July 1st. Excited about that. And, and I'm Twitter as well. Easy to find it at UCF Sports.
Good stuff. Brendan, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, Blue. Take care.
Anytime. Brendan Hellwig, talking UCF football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.